Welcome back to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Almer.
My guest once again is the Executive Director of the Colorado Young Farmers Educational Association, Sharon Petit, the 113th National Western Stock Show. What will you guys be doing down there?
There's so much history involved with the National Western Stock Show, and I love all of that deep past that it holds here for us in Colorado. And at a minimum, I will be up at the stock show on the January 23rd to be present and support the Colorado FFA Foundation as they award their youth scholarships for this upcoming year. As you're well aware, Brian, this is always a fun event, and you're certainly able to personally witness the agricultural future of Colorado in these young students. It always just does my heart good. I get so much motivation and energy by attending that presentation. FFA members and supporters are then treated to the afternoon rodeo matinee. And last year, Don Thorne of the FFA Foundation allowed me the supreme honor of riding in the stagecoach that's highlighted in between two of the rodeo events. I'm pretty sure that won't happen again this year, Brian, but it sure holds a great once-in-a-lifetime memory for me. Many CYFEA chapter members went through the FFA program, so it's very important to us to show our support to them on the 23rd.
They're going to be giving out approximately $105,000 to 77 Colorado FFA members. You can check out more information about the Colorado FFA Foundation announcing the grant recipients with an interview with Don Thorne, in fact, inside the barn. And Sharon, you guys are also making plans for the CYFEA's 50th Anniversary State Institute. Tell me more about that. When is it and where?
Okay. Every year, CYFEA holds a meeting for its membership, constituents, and supporters, which this year is being held February 7th through 9th at the historic Strader Hotel in downtown Durango. It's our 50th anniversary, as I mentioned earlier, so this is an important event for us. On Thursday the 7th, the 2.5-day event starts off with an evening welcome social. On Friday, we spend most of the day aboard the Durango-Silverton Railroad. And Friday night, there's a Wild West Roundup theme party, including a live local band, the Bar D Wranglers. And then on Saturday after the business meeting, there are three breakout sessions, and these will be presented by one Fort Lewis College, one by Bruce Whitehead with the Southwest Water Conservation District in the area. And then the afternoon will be finished with Steve Olander, who is a longtime member of CYFEA, who's going to talk about Olander Farms Root Shoot Malting, which is the family's local malt house business located in Loveland. And there's a leadership luncheon on Saturday as well. And this year we have Representative Mark Catlin of Colorado House District 58 speaking to our group about where he sees agriculture going in the near future here in Colorado, which will be interesting for sure. And finally, Saturday night closes with the CYFEA's 2019 Recognition Awards Banquet Dinner, which includes award presentations and looking back over the association's past 50 years. So a full program agenda along with the meeting registration form is available at CYFEA's website and underneath the State Institute header. All of my contact information is listed there as well. So that's what we have going on over the next month. And we're a little busy, but excited about it too.
One last thing, is there a pre-registration deadline or has it already passed for the CYFEA's 50th State Institute?
There is, and that registration deadline is January 18th. That's Friday, I believe, January 18th, which is about a week and a half away. So there's still time to register and call the hotel for whatever your rooming needs might be.
Now, I know that sponsorship is always a huge part of every nonprofit organization, but did you want to mention any sponsors for 2019 or encourage folks to become sponsors of the CYFEA at this time?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Brian. I'd like to give a shout out to just a few of our sponsors this year. We are certainly appreciative to Four Rivers Equipment, to the Bank of Colorado, Schaefer Specialized Lubricants, the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee, Larson Farms and Feeding, Agfinity, Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, and Gordon Insurance Agency, just to name a few. We appreciate all of our partners in ag and their willingness to contribute to the CYFEA, either monetarily or in kind, which many also do. as a nonprofit, we are always so thankful for this annual support, and that sure includes you, Brian, and the Barn Media Network. So once again, thanks for all you do for Colorado Ad, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. The CYFEA is sure proud to be turning 50 this year. And I know that I'll be seeing you at the stock show and the farm show coming up, and I always look forward to that.
Well, my pleasure in promoting the Colorado Young Farmers Educational Association, and hats off to all the members, and congratulations on your 50th anniversary. We'll do all we can here at the barn to help promote CYFEA's work throughout the year. Once again, Thank you. National Western Stock Show, it's January 12th to the 27th. Tickets, you can get those online at nationalwestern.com or your local King Supers outlets as well, and the Colorado Farm Show information and the online brochure where you can read an article that Sharon wrote and also learn more about that Tractor Hours live auction. That's online at ColoradoFarmShow.com. That's January 29th, 30th, and 31st. And we hope to see everyone down there as well. And then for more information, once again, about the academic scholarships offered by the CYFEA and the 2019 CYFEA State Institute celebrating its 50th anniversary, that's at CYFEA.org.
Coming up in the final segment of This Week Inside the Barn, the Volunteer of the Year for the 55th Colorado Farm Show, Judy Johnson. Stay tuned.
If you eat it,
drink it,
or wear it,
agriculture produced it.
The 55th Annual Colorado Farm Show, January 29th, 30th, and 31st. Island Grove Regional Park, Greeley, Colorado.
Free to the public. 300 exhibitors. Ag trade show. Educational classes. Scholarship winners.
Go to www.coloradofarmshow.com.
www.coloradofarmshow.com.
The 28th Annual Governor's Forum on Colorado Agriculture will be held February 27th at the Denver Renaissance Hotel. The Colorado Agriculture Leadership Program is pleased to host the Governor's Ag Forum again this year. The theme is Pursuing Possibility. The program offers a day full of dynamic speakers and presentations, featuring the latest in innovation, collaboration, and glimpses into what the possibilities of Colorado agriculture holds. Get more info at governorsagforum.com.